In today's news headlines, the fallout from Tuesday night's presidential debate continues as Republican lawmakers supporting Donald Trump struggle to explain why he did not clearly denounce white supremacism. As a reminder, Trump, in his first debate with Joe Biden, said this in response to moderator Chris Wallace's question.
I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it. Do you want to call him? What do you want to call him? Give me a name.
White supremacist and
white supremacist.
White supremacist and right
proud boys. Stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell refused to name Trump, but said it is, quote, unacceptable not to condemn white supremacists. Tim Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, said that Trump, quote, misspoke and should fix his error. But then he added, if he doesn't correct it, I guess he didn't misspeak. Senator Lindsey Graham said Trump, quote, should make it clear Proud Boys is a racist organization, antithetical to American ideals. On Thursday, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany got caught in a back and forth with Fox News reporter John Roberts, who asked her to simply make a clear declaration against white supremacy as the president's spokesperson. She refused, instead reading several of Trump's past quotes.
Our list of these quotes that I can go through with you. He has condemned white supremacy more than any president in modern history.
But just to clear it up this morning, can you, naming it, make a declarative statement that you denounce, that the president denounces it?
I just did. The president has denounced this repeatedly. The president was asked this. You're contriving a storyline and a narrative.
I'm asking you to put this to rest.
I just did. I read you all of the quotes. And if you need to see them in writing, I will put them in an email.
Fox reporter John Roberts, later on his own network, expressed his frustration about the White House's deflections on taking a stand against white supremacy.
And for all of you on Twitter who were hammering me for answering that for asking that question, I don't care, because it's a question that needs to be asked. And clearly, the president's Republican colleagues a mile away from here are looking for an answer for it, too. So stop deflecting. Stop blaming the media.
A day after the debate, Mr. Trump suddenly remembered that he didn't know who the Proud Boys were, saying, quote, I really don't know who they are. But Republicans did back Trump on his debate threat to send supporters to watch the polls on election night. The party is supporting the Trump campaign, which, according to one report, has, quote, distributed carefully lawyered training videos to prospective poll watchers around the country, describing what they can and can't do while monitoring the voting process. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Times spoke with voters of color after the debate. Many saw the November 3rd race as a referendum on white supremacy. One black voter told the Times, as African Americans, this is nothing new to us. This is a modern day expression of what's been happening for 400 years. In an interview with the New York Times, Chris Wallace expressed deep regret for how the debate turned into a train wreck, as Mr. Trump repeatedly shouted and interrupted Biden for nearly the entire 90-minute debate. Wallace said, I never dreamt that it would go off the tracks the way it did. And Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious diseases expert, took issue with Trump lying about his position on masks during the debate when Trump claimed that Fauci had changed his position on the importance of mask wearing as protection from COVID-19. Fauci said after the debate, I have been on the airwaves, on the radio, on TV, begging people to wear masks. The president's behavior was nearly universally condemned, and his latest poll numbers reflect as much. The Commission on Presidential Debates announced on Wednesday that it would cut off the microphones of candidates that break the rules in future debates. Trump spoke at a rally in Duluth, Minnesota on Wednesday evening, where he continued to promote white supremacist views and took aim in particular at refugees in a state that has the largest population of Somali immigrants, whipping up a frenzied booing from his supporters.
Another massive issue for Minnesota is the election of Joe Biden's plan to inundate your state with a historic flood of refugees.
Trump also directly attacked Somali-American former refugee and current Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, lying that she was corrupt and citing fake news and conspiracy theories as his supporters chanted, lock her up.
I've been reading these reports for 2 years about how corrupt and crooked she is. Let's get with it. I mean, frankly, harvesting's terrible, but it's the least of the things that she has done. How the hell did she tell us how to run our country? Can you believe it? How the hell did Minnesota elect her? What the hell is wrong with you people? Right?
Veteran reporter S.V. Date attended the rally and pointed out how, quote, Trump was openly, nakedly inciting racist hatred and division. Omar has received death threats from Trump supporters, and Republicans have never denounced his attacks on her. A new study by Cornell University researchers found that Trump is the biggest driver of disinformation, comprising nearly 38% of what they call the overall misinformation conversation. The president's campaign ads and other social media posts claiming falsely that Joe Biden is secretly struggling with ill health have gained traction after the debate. Trump spent a lot of time ahead of the debate lying about Biden using performance-enhancing drugs. Meanwhile, Facebook has announced that it will not allow ads that try to delegitimize the election results. The Trump campaign and the Republican Party have been drivers of fake news about the elections, and in particular, the accuracy of mail-in voting. In fact, in a case in Montana, a federal judge rebuked the Trump campaign for filing a lawsuit over voting by mail and then failing to show a single shred of evidence to back their case. In Alabama, a judge blocked Republican officials from forcing onerous requirements on voting by mail. And in West Virginia, the Secretary of State there denounced Trump's debate lie that shockingly claimed postal workers were selling ballots. The Labor Department reported that 837,000 people filed for jobless benefits again last week, as unemployment rolls remain stubbornly high. Among the demographics hardest hit are Asian Americans, who went from having some of the highest employment to among the lowest numbers of jobs. The White House has now said it backs the resumption of COVID economic relief talks, but wants unemployed Americans to only receive $400 a week in aid, compared to the $600 they were getting before the CARES Act expired. A new study has found that Black American girls are 5 times more likely than white girls to face disciplinary measures in schools, making them, quote, arguably the most at-risk student group in the United States. Another study on racial bias, done by the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, found that police in major cities across California issue citations to Black people far more than to white people for the same minor infractions. Latinos are also disproportionately impacted. An Associated Press examined the state of police department budgets in the wake of massive racial justice protests and calls to defund the police. The outlet found that many departments saw only modest cuts in line with expected budgetary shortfalls during the pandemic. None had been defunded, including in Minneapolis, where the city council had voted to do so. Finally, internal documents from the Department of Homeland Security reveal that Trump officials were instructed to make positive comments about Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old suspected shooter in the deaths of 2 Black Lives Matter protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin. In a set of talking points that were distributed internally, Homeland Security officials were told that media were incorrectly labeling Rittenhouse's group Patriot Prayer as racist, and that the boy, in fact, quote, took his rifle to the scene of the rioting to help defend small business owners. Rittenhouse is facing charges in the killings and has become a hero to Trump and his supporters. That does it for our news headlines.